This highway has a secret.
So we're here on I-45 in Palmer, Texas, just south of Dallas. We are on the lookout for a new invention that could potentially upend one of the largest industries in America. That invention? A driverless truck.
Driverless semi-trucks are now operating in Texas.
No one behind the wheel of a huge semi-truck.
The company Aurora launched service this week.
My heart is just palpitating thinking about this.
Aurora Innovation and several of their competitors have been using I-45 as a testing ground to prove a single point. They don't need drivers.
Well, it's going to be a catastrophe.
We are on the verge of a new era in trucking.
I mean, this is truly transformational technology.
And it's coming for your job, too.
More jobs are lost through automation than they are through trade deals.
A robot comes into a factory, workers go away.
Robots could soon put together your next grocery order.
Many office jobs, even.
The job you have today ain't going to be here in 10 or 15 years.
The question would be to the company, why do you need everything automated?
So, we came to Texas to witness the revolution for ourselves.
Every load that one of these driverless trucks take is a load that's being taken away from a driver.
We spent time with truck drivers talking about what this means for them.
I kind of am one of the last of the cowboys. We are truly a dying breed of people.
And find out how ready our roads and our society are for this change.
Have we done a good job of addressing the policy questions that need to be answered in order to successfully develop this to maximize the benefits of it? I think absolutely not.
This tech is coming. I mean, it's here now. But is there a way to make it work for us instead of against us?
It's all happening right here. Buckle up. We're heading out. So right now we're just parked right across the first transfer hub from Aurora Innovation. This is where they're going to be launching the driverless trucks out of.
Aurora Innovation was started in 2017 by three Silicon Valley heavyweights. Chris Urmson, who previously led Google's self-driving car project that spun off into Waymo. Sterling Anderson, who led the development of the Tesla Autopilot and Model X. And Drew Bagnell, who worked on autonomous innovation at Uber. Aurora does not actually make trucks. They make what's called
the Aurora Driver.
It's a combination of software, like AI, machine learning, and training simulations, and hardware, like radar, LiDAR, and cameras, that work together to create and inform the Aurora Driver.
The Aurora Driver is going to be essential to our customers. It's going to allow them to build more revenue while having lower costs.
And they are not alone. Companies like Waabi, Plus AI, and Kodiak are all in the race to create driverless trucks. But Aurora is the big one, and they said they'd be ready to launch by the end of April 2025.
All right, and there she goes. We've got drivers in it, which is a little bit unfortunate for us, but it's good for anybody that still needs a job. And we're going to be following it all the way down to Houston. So. The truck that we're following right now, even though there's a safety driver and a technician in it, the safety driver is basically just holding their hands right next to the wheel in case there's any erratic motions. It's still driving itself.
Aurora and other companies have been testing on I-45 in Texas like this for years.
Texas is ground zero for it because they have a really permissive regulatory environment here. And this specific stretch of road is one of the densest freight corridors in America. And there's a lot of money to be made here.
And obviously, that money has to come from somewhere.
Major changes to these industries will have major impact on jobs.
There'll be a massive depletion of truck driving opportunities.
Driving for a living is the single most common job for high school educated men in this country.
So is Aurora going to have a driver in the truck of an autonomous vehicle? No, they're not. So they are going to take jobs.
Robert and Chris are with the Teamsters Local 988, representing truckers in Texas. Their union hall is just a few miles from Aurora's terminal in Houston.
So before deregulations, truck driving was considered a very good paying middle class job. You could raise a family on it.
But that's not so true anymore.
There's a trope in trucking. It was always better before.
The trucking industry has changed to the point where I don't recognize it anymore.
They all felt as though they were betrayed by the government for the Motor Carrier Act.
We actually made a whole video on the Motor Carrier Act of 1980 and just how much it changed these jobs.
And today we're looking at why truckers can't make a living.
The advent of self-driving trucks, in my view, is actually the end point of a long series of technologies that have caused a decline in wages and working conditions.
Steve Viselli has been studying the industry for over a decade.
What that led to was very high turnover. And so those experienced drivers who were used to those good wages and good working conditions said, essentially, hell no, you know, I'm not going to do that. And so this is where the driver shortage narrative comes from.
A major shortage of truck drivers in the
shortage
U.S.
of truck drivers.
Actually, not enough truck
the
drivers.
The industry is approaching a breaking point.
Now, there isn't a shortage of truck drivers. We have three times the number of folks with a license to drive a truck than the trucks that need to be operated. It's because of this turnover in the industry. In some years, as many people are trained for those jobs as the number of jobs themselves, meaning we have almost 100% turnover of people entering the industry and leaving it every year.
But this driver shortage narrative is how Aurora has been justifying its work.
The trucking industry has faced and continues to face a structural challenge with not having access to enough drivers.
We're delivering a scalable, stable driver supply.
They're not addressing a shortage because there isn't one. There's never been one. There's a shortage of willingness to invest in people and pay them better.
What they really should be saying is we're going to run the freight for a lot cheaper than it would be to have a meat-in-the-seat driver.
Aurora has made some very serious claims about what their technology, the Aurora Driver, can do.
In the U.S. alone, 6,000 people die in accidents with trucks on our freeways. The Aurora Driver can drive that number to zero.
Now, they're going to guarantee that they're going to have no fatalities through any one of their driverless trucks. I'm willing to bet on that.
Because the Aurora Driver has been tested without public oversight or regulation, a lot of their claims are hard to prove.
The Aurora Driver will change lives.
One thing is clear, though. This is positioned to take jobs.
Human drivers are limited to 11 hours a day. The Aurora Driver should be able to almost double that, if not more.
There are a lot of types of trucking jobs. One of them is called linehaul trucking.
These are some of the best jobs in trucking. These are over-the-road drivers moving from motor carrier terminal to motor carrier terminal.
That's essentially what Aurora is hoping to prove it can do with the Dallas to Houston route.
They've been running that same route for years now. And so that's really how it's going to roll out for these better jobs, is those ones that go along a particular lane, right, between an origin and destination, those are going to be the ones that get automated next.
There was a little bit of feeling of accomplishment of getting done purpose, delivering stuff. I mean, over the years, I've hauled a lot of different freight.
Will Cook is a truck driver. We brought him along with us to see more tests of the Aurora driverless truck.
So Chris Urmson told investors,
like, I very much look forward to the day when every truck here on I-45 is driven by Aurora.
What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, where's all these people going to go to work? I mean, look how many trucks we're passing right now. Where are these people going to go to work?
Aurora and their partners, though, claim all of this is actually good for drivers.
We feel like this will help develop a better job, a better career for our drivers.
These line haul jobs that they're taking, I'm telling you, guys stay on a list to get these line haul jobs. Well, why is there a list? There ain't a list to get in and do local work.
This is the way that things are looking now. Aurora is training for that line haul job. It's getting good at highway driving, but driving off the highway, where the variables are different, is harder. So a human driver on either side of the Aurora driver's journey will do what is called the first and last mile. Those jobs are often paid less and are already on their way to being automated too.
Those are really policy questions as to whether or not we have two really good truck driving jobs on either end of that autonomous trip, or some of the worst jobs out there in many ways.
I find it hard to believe that representatives aren't screaming at the top of their lungs about, hey, we need to find out what these people are doing.
This is Brent Taylor. He's the vice president of the Southern Region for the Teamsters.
You know, to take away their driving job and giving it to an automated system overnight, basically, would be devastating to a lot of families.
Texas has been a haven for these companies to develop and test their driverless trucks, unregulated. But a new bill in Texas legislature is hoping to stop that.
But at the end of the day, we need human oversight in these vehicles.
HB 4402 requires a human operator to be physically present in any automated commercial vehicle, which could mean protecting jobs, at least in the short term.
And these companies are lying to the general public, saying, you know, it's going to create jobs. It's not going to create enough jobs to make, especially the money that these drivers make.
The Texas bill is just one of a handful of bills in state legislatures across the country finally taking on this industry. That is, if the federal government doesn't get in the way.
Big corp trying to save money. And I get that. I'm not anti-corporation, but at some point we're going to have to start looking at this and deciding how our country's going to address it when it comes to jobs.
So, does the arrival of self-driving trucks have to mean total job loss? Is there any hope at all?
the impacts are not baked into the technology itself. Oftentimes you have people say, you know, what are self-driving trucks going to do to truck drivers? Self-driving trucks aren't going to do anything to truck drivers. Their employers are going to do something to truck drivers. The people who operate, you know, these trucks are the ones making that decision.
In his report, Steve laid out a number of ways this technology could affect the labor supply, from replacing drivers completely to working in collaboration with them. One of the more hopeful scenarios is called
platooning. So in this scenario, you would have a human driving that lead truck, and then you would have autonomous trucks behind it. That same driver is now able to move two or three times the amount of freight that they were before. And the advantage is that they're there in case, you know, the environment should have some condition that the truck is unclear about, whether it be weather, an accident, you know, a blown tire.
And this example, he says, could actually lead to upskilling instead of de-skilling, and higher wages for more specialized drivers.
And what we need to do is we need to see this technology as a tool, and we need to decide what it does. Is it going to make our highways safer? Is it going to make trucking jobs better? Is it going to help us to fight climate change? Is it going to help us to have more efficient infrastructure? Rather than assuming that the technology is going to decide what impacts it has, we as a democratic society should decide what those priorities are, and we should put this tool to work achieving those goals.
Just a few days after we filmed their test run, Aurora officially launched their driverless truck. And a few days later, they put a human back in the cab. And the next steps for Aurora are obvious. They want to expand through the Sun Belt and other states with lax regulations. They want to expand to local delivery and passenger vehicles. They want to dominate the market.
We look at this market and we just see it as Aurora's to lose.
This isn't the first time that a radical new technology reshaped the labor market. In the Industrial Revolution, machines powered by steam and coal transformed society, often at the expense of workers. Today's drivers are much like the folk heroes of the early 20th century, figures from songs and legends like John Henry.
John Henry was the best steel driver,
who represented the struggle of workers fighting to prove their value against these new machines.
And then here comes a man with the steam drill. The legend speaks of this race taking place between John Henry and the machine.
I saw this YouTube of a Budweiser truck being driven by a driverless truck, and it was like this visceral fear that gripped me. And I really felt like, okay, this must be what John Henry felt like when the steam-driven hammering machines came out and his job was on the line. And so I did write a song called The Ghost of John Henry.
I saw the ghost of John Henry. He was cackling through his chain. He said, you may beat the machine one time, they're gonna kill you just the same.
Hi, thank you for watching. If you like this story and would like to see more stories like this, be sure to like and subscribe to More Perfect Union in the links below. Also, this is a huge topic, and unfortunately, we couldn't include everything. But if you'd like to find out more about what autonomous trucks mean to both working class America and also the environment, there's a lot more information available at my master's project website at stealingfire.tech. Thank you.